morning, it's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
These two were traveling to Emmaus, a town located about 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked, they were discussing what had happened that weekend. Oh my God. The Lord, the risen Jesus, began walking alongside. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. You know, when I taught the kids, I wanted to show the kids everything. Can I show y'all this? Can you two sisters, right? Can y'all help me? Hold hands and come with me. Y'all hold. Yeah. Now act like y'all talking to each other. You know, yeah, there you go. Hey, what y'all want to be talking about is, man, I wonder if Jesus really rose again. It's the third day. And he said we're gonna rise again, but it's the third day, and we don't have no proof that he died. Y'all just keep walking. Come on, hurry up. Walk with them. Jesus appeared walking with him. As they were talking. That's the example I just wanted to show you. See, we never alone. You don't never know if Jesus walking with you or not, in a red suit or blue suit or orange suit. Come on. Y'all see that what I'm trying to show you? As you walking, as you going to your job, okay, y'all go ahead. Thank you. Thank y'all very much. But as you walking, you know, you going to your job. Am I right? And you walking and you say, Lord, be with me today. Just like that. And then guess what? You feel good all day. You say, why I feel so good? The boss man told me to do something. I did it good for him. You know, but God was walking with them. I like that. And then what happened? He said they were stunned saying, are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have happened here in these days? In other words, he said, where have you been, mister? Because they don't know who Jesus is. Say, don't you know what's occurred? Then they proceeded to explain who Jesus of Nazareth was to Jesus. Am I right about it? To Jesus. They said he was a mighty prophet of God. The chief priests and leaders saw to it that he was sentenced to death. Yet it wasn't just the miscarriage of justice that discouraged them, because their hope had been crushed. We were hoping that he was the number one who was about to redeem Israel. You see, they had put all their eggs in Jesus' basket, but their dreams had been destroyed. Their hearts had been broken. They said if that wasn't enough, some women had gone to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. That morning, they didn't find his body. Instead, the angels testified that Jesus was alive. Good God Almighty. Jesus gave them a Bible study right on the spot. Jesus shared with them about Adam, Abraham, Moses, David, Isaac, showing Jesus in the Old Testament concealed, but in the New Testament revealed. Good God Almighty. Saying the same day, Jesus gave the impression that he was going on his way. But they urged him to stay. He accepted. Now they went from Bible study to personal fellowship. As they sat down to eat, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Notice what happened. The guest became the host. They invited him in and he fed them. Good God Almighty. Say for me, the same day. I told you it was a long day. You see what done happened? You seen what done happened, huh? Amen. You done went to work and your boss done sent you to another job. At that moment, their eyes were open and they recognized him. But he disappeared out of their sight. Their hearts had been burning with the word of God's truth. It was at the breaking of the bread they saw the nail prints in his hands. Good God about it. Now they realized who he was. The same day, making the same 7-mile journey in reverse, they went back and told the 11 what happened. Jesus also appeared to Simon. Now, all the disciples are standing sharing stories about Jesus. All of a sudden, Jesus stood in their midst again. Good God Almighty. The same day, Jesus commanded them to stay in Jerusalem and wait for his Father had promised the coming of the Holy Spirit so that they would be empowered from on high. I'm talking about the same day. Then he led them near Bethany. There they watched as he ascended into heaven. Good God Almighty. He said, they did what we got to do. They praised God. They sang. And I wrote down some examples of some songs that we could sing. I love to praise him. This little light of mine, I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. Walk with me, Lord. Victory is mine. I told Satan, get behind. Let's sing, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Moving upstairs, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Jesus getting us ready for the great day. Amen. He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Look where he brought me from. He is sweet, I know. Hold to God's unchanging. Hey, hold to God's unchanging hand. Well, what they began to do after they realized that Jesus was with them, they began to praise him. And they began to hold their heads up high. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they begin to worship and praise God. Good God Almighty. I remember one Sunday school lesson. They reflected on 4 things that they did back in the ancient church. They read the word. Somebody expounded on the word. They sang hymns. And one more thing they did. They praised God. What took the longest was that last thing. Because after church, when they started to praise God, everybody started to praise God for what he had did for them. Some people stayed 2 hours. Some people stayed 3 hours. But if God had really blessed you, some stayed 5 hours. But what they were doing was praising God in their own way. Yeah, yeah. So I come to tell us today, hold to God's unchanging hand. Yeah, 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 yeah. And that's where our faith leads us, that we can trust God. And why can't we trust him? Why can't we trust him? Because he kept to his promise. He said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. Good God Almighty, he said, in a little while, I remember on the 16th chapter, he said, in a little while, they're going to have evil men coming up on me. Good God Almighty. And I'm going to be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Good God Almighty. And then he what he told him is, he giving him a warning. Did you hear that warning, what he said? I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Then he reminded them that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And Jesus went on to tell him that he's going to be crucified. And he's going to do some suffering. Good God Almighty. So that's what he was doing after, while he was with these two disciples as they walked along the road. Good God Almighty. And he reminded them that he was in a borrowed grave. Good God Almighty. Yeah, they put nails in his hands. Spikes in his feet. How did they hung him high and stretch him wide? But he had already said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I come to tell you today, walking and talking with Jesus, not just on the third day, but any day. Good God Almighty, I don't know a friend that you can talk to every day as you travel along the way. Yeah, I don't know a Christian that can go out of their house without prayer. Yeah, hold on to prayer. Yeah, I come to tell you today that these disciples had hope that Jesus was raised from the dead. I come to tell us today that we got to believe that he got up with all power in his hands. Let me continue. They took him down off of that cross, put him in a borrowed grave. He stayed there 3 days and three nights, but early on Sunday morning. I come to tell you to let not your heart be troubled. He got up with all power in his hands. Good God Almighty, I come to celebrate with us today. I remember our pastor saying that he goes down when he preached. He's like a 747 airplane. That when he goes down, he starts to cruise along the track, along the way. And pretty soon, the airplane begin to take up. Good God Almighty, we can take flight. That's what these disciples did. They went into praise. Good God Almighty, praising God for what he had done for us. Good God Almighty, we can take flight and we can be on our beat. Go ahead and toward our destination. Good God Almighty, with Jesus in view. Good God Almighty, with faith in our hearts. We can take flight in love. We can take flight in joy. We can take flight in peace. We can take flight in happiness. Yeah, I'm talking about when you're walking and talking with Jesus on the same day. I told you it was a long day. And at the end of the day, they found out who Jesus was. Because he blessed that bread. And they remembered that was how Jesus did. He gave it to them. He blessed and he gave it to them. He said, this is my body. You know if somebody say that, they know who Jesus is. And they know he's about to bless in an upper room. Good God Almighty, I come to tell us today, walking and talking with Jesus on the third day. It was a long